In October of 1735, the King's Theatre in London opened with a revised version of Porpora's opera, Polfimo. It featured a new Venetian soprano, a performer said to be from the Pietà in Venice. The reviews indicated that this new Venetian soprano was Santina Tasca della Pietà, a woman who had caused a stir in this strictly run institution. The records of the Ospedale della Pietà show that Santina was left in the baby hatch or scaffetta in May of 1715, dressed in old swaddling cloths. A small strip of paper was tucked into the blanket stating that she had been born only half an hour before she had been abandoned and that her name was Santina. She grew up in the Pietà and was one of the Figli del Coro, the girls who specialised in music. No mention is made of her until the 18th century when the governors of the Pietà were called together for a special meeting. Santina had been caught with a romantic interest. How this could happen was quite a mystery, as the girls of the Pietà hardly stepped out of the confines of their lodgings without a chaperone. But it was discovered that three of Santina's friends had helped her to meet with one Antonio Tasca. Santina and her accomplices were imprisoned in the Pietà. But all was not lost, for Antonio came forward and implored that Santina be given to him in marriage. Having proved that he was financially stable, the governors decided that they would grant permission for the marriage, but on one condition. Santina will never make use of her abilities, neither in theatres of Venetian domain nor any other places. But shortly after her marriage, a caricature was drawn of Santina looking exactly like an opera singer. Perhaps she was performing in a private concert in Venice. Then a year later, she pops up in the Porporic opera mentioned earlier. She stayed on in London for some time, performing with the big names in the opera world, and then she began to travel round Europe, singing in Prague and Strasbourg. She disappears from any records from 1750, a fascinating figure who defied the authorities to pursue her art. To end, here's one of the arias that she sung in her role of Calypso in Porpora's opera Polfimo. Sorte un umile capana, a pastoral aria role that makes it clear that Santina della Pietà was a contralto. Sonia Rungi sings here with Armonia Antinei. first aria was from Porpora's opera Polfimo and was sung by Sonia Runge with Armonia Antini under George Petro.